Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
All right, Patriots fans, I'm Miranda Mason with Patriots Today, and I'm here with Bob Soucy after a 30-23 Patriots win against the Jets, a division rival with a thin roster. What do you take away, Bob?
Well, I think you start, first of all, with the fact that the Patriots scored 30 points against a good defense from the Jets, a divisional victory, of course, the end result for a team that, as you mentioned, was banged up. Starting with the offensive line, again, no Marcus Cannon today, which meant that Sebastian Vollmer played left tackle, Cameron Fleming had to play right tackle, Tom Brady was betrayed a number of times by drops. Brandon LaFell in particular with his first game back. But all things considered, Miranda, a very impressive victory when you take into account the way the Patriots came into this game shorthanded on both sides of the ball. Only two running backs active today, 18 offensive players. That's what the Patriots had to go to work with today.
We talk game in and game out about the ability of the Patriots to make in-game adjustments. We finally saw the offense come alive in the second half. Danny Amendola, one of the anchors of that offense. What did you see from him today?
Danny Amendola had a sensational game for the Patriots. A couple of huge plays, leaping to make catches. One of them, of course, for a touchdown. Amendola for Brady became his reliable go-to guy. Julian Edelman had a tough time at times getting open. Darrell Revis was on him quite a bit. And then he had a rare drop in the end zone. Rob Gronkowski had a difficult time getting going early on in this game. And the Jets did a great job of tackling at the point of where the ball was caught. They didn't allow many yards after catch, but it was Amendola who was the guy who found the openings in their defense.
Well, on the other side of the ball, we talked about heroes and spark plugs. Rob Ninkovich, he told us a couple of weeks ago that, you know, the reason that the Patriots are so good is just simply because he's not human. He proved it today. I don't know if he ate his Wheaties, but he had, I believe it was four or five pass breakups that really anchored that defense when they needed it.
Rob Ninkovich has a great sense of when he's going to get to the quarterback and when he is not. And there were many times today, at least five by my count, when he knew he wasn't going to get to Ryan Fitzpatrick. So what did he do? He left his feet. He put his hands up and he knocked balls down. So many near misses for the Patriots defense. A lot of deflected plays today, but not only Ninkovich. Jamie Collins, Dante Hightower, certainly leading the penetration from the second level. Patrick Chung early on in this game helped to contain Chris Ivory. They really did a great job of shutting him down most of the day. In the secondary, there were times where they struggled. They gave up far too many third and long completions.
That Malcolm Butler-Eric Decker matchup just didn't seem to be working for the Patriots, but it certainly worked for the Jets today.
Eric Decker had a huge day for the Jets, and you're right, Decker today, in particular, matched up with Malcolm Butler, able to take advantage with his size. But overall, you're right, Decker was the star for New York offensively, along with his quarterback. Let's not take anything away from Ryan Fitzpatrick. Right.
Ryan Fitzpatrick played extremely well today. An awesome game. And part of the Achilles heel for the Patriots defense was third down conversions, which is where Fitzpatrick seemed to shine, and the Patriots defense just couldn't stop him. Was that one of the storylines for the game for you?
That certainly was. Too many third and longs, a lot of time-consuming drives for the Jets when they did get on the board, especially in the first half. But ultimately, the key third down conversion was for the Patriots. It was a third and 16, and Tom Brady found Edelman for 27.
All right, Bob. Well, we're back home next week. What are your thoughts?
Well, you know, you build on this game with another division foe coming in, and it's a short turnaround. This team already banged up, as we've discussed. Hopefully, the Patriots can get some of those injured guys who were inactive today back in the lineup. Difficult proposition, turning around and playing on Thursday. The Dolphins with an impressive win under Dan Campbell, now 2-0, and they've got a good defense, too.
All right, well, we'll be back here Thursday night right here in Gillette Stadium. Until then, I'm Miranda Mason, and this is Bob Soucy. Thanks for watching Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.